You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
On this edition of Magic Pod Squad presented by Kia, we catch up with Magic big man Nick Vucevic. At the time of this recording, we were 2 days away from the first of 8 seeding games for the Orlando Magic, so excitement is starting to brew. We got Vuce's thoughts on what he expected out of his Magic team going into the seeding game portion of the schedule, what it's like, life in the bubble. What has Nick Vucevic been doing to keep himself busy? You might be interested. He's now become a bit of a golfer, and there's a number of other activities that Nick Vucevic and his teammates are partaking in to try to pass time inside the bubble. And now that the 3 scrimmages have come and gone, kind of some of Vuce's takeaways on where his Magic team sits as we get ready for seeding game play coming up on Friday. All that awaits on this edition of Magic Pod Squad presented by Kia with Nick Vucevic.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The host of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
And as always, this podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything. Guys, we got a lot of sponsors in this podcast. We're a huge revenue generator, Nick Vucevic. It's great to have you on the podcast. This podcast is a huge revenue generator for the company, so we're excited about that. But it's good to have you, man. It's great to have you with us. And how you holding up in there? You look good. You look refreshed. How's things going inside the campus?
Pretty good. It's been almost a month now, and it went by pretty fast. With the practice and stuff, it takes a pretty big chunk of the day, and then the rest of the day, you're trying to find things to do. When it's not the end of the world outside with the rain and storms and stuff, right, we can use the pool a little bit. If not, when it rains, it kind of gets a little boring when it rains because you're stuck in the room, you can't really do much. But we figure it out, video games, movies, shows, reading books, watching, documentaries, different things. Stay busy, a lot of FaceTime with the family, of course. Hang out with the guys. We have a player's lounge. We can do different things. So I think the NBA did a pretty good job organizing stuff for us. And also, a couple of days off, we got to go golfing a little bit. It wasn't great, but at least I was a little bit outside, got some vitamin D, and so that.
There you go.
How is your golf game coming along, Vuce? How's your golf game coming along?
So it's taking little steps forward. With the irons, I'm not bad, actually. I actually hit the ball. I'm not bad with the irons. I'm getting there. But the,
do you miss the, the ball with your woods or something? You just miss the ball altogether. Yes. Happens. Okay.
Or I'll hit the ground and then you know, I'll take a big chunk of grass and dirt out of, you know, the ground. But that happens. But no, the like the driver and the woods, you know, it's you know, they're longer clubs, so you know, it's a little harder, so it gets tricky. But the irons, I'm okay. The putting too, not bad. Obviously, I have a long way to go. It's, you know, a very difficult sport and takes a lot of practice. You know, a lot of just playing over and over again. But I'm getting there. But the thing that I think, you know, also wasn't helping us was AG, DJ, MCW, and myself. You know, and AG is pretty decent, but the rest of us are not good. So, you know, if you make a mistake, there's nobody to tell you, hey, you know, you can do that. So. You know, you kind of go mistake into mistake. But it was just fun being out there, hanging out with the guys. I mean, the courses are great. But, yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you hit the ball and you feel like, you know, you're Tiger Woods. And then the next time you miss the ball. And, but, you know, it was
and
fun.
And then you feel like me. And then you feel like me.
It's fun. I actually really enjoy the sport. I just started playing like 2 months ago. So I enjoy it. It's fun. So, you know, something I can keep on doing.
Hey, Vooch, George Galante was not included in the 37 that were invited to the bubble. I've got to think that the players really miss George, and you in particular. How has it been not having George around for 3.5 weeks?
Well, at least I don't have someone hassling me to do media all the time. You know, so that part I don't miss as much, but, you know, he'll still text me every day about, you know, media this, media that, and – doing all these sessions. And we have the media sessions. He's on there. So, you know, it's kind of like he's here. Just I don't have to see his face. So that helps.
I'm lurking. I'm always lurking.
He's always there. It's good to be in demand, though, Vooch. I mean, you know, if people don't want to talk to you, then you got to start worrying about tell us about how the basketball is going. How do you feel that the team has come together and gelled in the three-game scrimmage set that you guys have just finished?
Well, I think that you know, each game, I think we played a little better, which is what we wanted. And I think the last game against the Nuggets, you know, was our best showing. You know, we played really well on both ends of the floor. You know, it was great to have J.I. and Markel back. You know, they both had, you know, also it was very limited minutes. You know, they both played really well, especially J.I. But I think that they're just, you know, little by little, and I think we're getting there. It's hard, you know, when you don't – in the middle of the season, you just stop, and then you go 4 months without, you know, doing any contact, anything, you know, any team stuff to come back and kind of have to do it all in 3 weeks of camp and a couple of scrimmages. But I feel like, you know, our focus was good. You know, we really brought the energy. That was something that was really good for us in practice. You know, we were really motivated to work. And so, obviously, there are, you know, little things that, was, you know, that we'll have to figure out as we go. But – I think we have a good idea what we need to do to be good. And we have 2 more days, you know, today we have, you know, practice and then tomorrow, and then we got to get ready for Brooklyn. But, you know, I feel confident where we at. I think that, you know, we can, you know, obviously take steps forward as we go. But obviously this first game is very important for us against Brooklyn, who we're fighting for the 7th spot. So hopefully we'll come out ready. And if there are little things, you know, that we, you know, don't get right away, hopefully we can make that up with some good energy and, you know, playing together and stuff like that, which can help a lot. But I think that we really have an idea of what we need to do in our defensive end, which is most important for us. And then offensively, you know, when we move the ball and play together, you know, good things usually happen. So hopefully, you know, we're ready to go. That'll be a big, you know, great way for us to start if we can get that win on Friday.
You know, it's funny the way Steve Clifford and some of the other people kind of pitched it to us before you guys played that first scrimmage we thought it was going to be like Space Jam when the Monstars zapped the energy from the NBA players. It didn't really paint a great picture, but you guys are a lot further along, I think, than everyone expected, and you feel comfortable with where you're at, and there's got to be a sense, Vooch, that the NBA is going to pull this off. You guys are going to be able to finish these seeding games and ultimately crown a champion here in a couple months.
Yeah, I think that, you know, to answer the first part of the question, honestly, I thought, you know, I wasn't sure how everybody's going to look, you know, and I mean, everybody that's here, all the teams and players, you know, once we start playing, because you haven't played in so long, it's so different than doing individual work, running, conditioning, all that. And you know, obviously, I thought that guys looked pretty good. And I think that a lot of it also was, you know, us missing the game, just being motivated to play. And it showed. Obviously, nobody played major minutes, but, you know, nobody looked, you know, bad out there. You know, we all look pretty good, and so it was good to see that, and it was good to, you know, to be back out there and compete with the other teams and have, you know, just have fun enjoying playing ball. And like I said, as each game went on, you know, I think we all played better and felt better. So, you know, that's most important. It takes some time sometimes to get back into, you know, game shape, get back your rhythm. You know, usually you have, you know, a month of camp and 6-7 preseason games. Now I know it's all shorter. So, but I think that, you know, we made the best of it. And as far as the other part, you know, I think we're going to be able to, you know, see this through. I think that the NBA did a great job organizing this, you know, bubble, you know, to every last little detail. You know, I know at first when we came in, there were little things that weren't perfect, but, you know, it was first time this ever happens, you know, any sports or anything in the world. So, I think they were able to actually fix those little issues very quickly, which is not easy to do considering what's everything that's going on in the world. So, no, it's been good. I mean, obviously the main thing is that, you know, we didn't have any positive cases. That, you know, everybody that's here, you know, has been clear of the virus, and that, you know, that was the main thing. And so going forward, you know, as long as everybody respects all the protocols, all the rules, you know, we shouldn't have any issues. And once we start playing and stuff, you know, you're not even going to think that you're in the bubble. You know, it just plays every other day, and you're going to have back-to-backs and stuff. So you're going to be so focused on the game that. But also, I think, you know, a lot of credit to the players for taking this seriously and doing it right and, you know, following all the protocols. You know, it's very important. But, you know, it was just great teamwork, you know, from the NBA, the MVPA, us, the players, everybody that's involved. And it's great to see. You know, I think it also sends a right message to the world that, you know, if we can all do it here, you know, it can be done anywhere.
Yeah.
Booch,
hey, Booch. Go ahead,
Jeff.
Booch.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to just kind of following up on the bubble atmosphere. Evan has come out a few times and said – that it's much like a village, like an Olympic village, a European Championship village, something like that. You've had a little bit of experience with that. My personal experience was that there's maybe a higher degree of focus in a situation like this, because it's really 24/7 basketball, isn't it? There's you know, there's not a lot of free time. You talked a little bit about, but once we start playing, it seems to me the attention to detail will be even heightened, I guess, because of the film sessions, the opportunity to, you know, the practices and things like that. Do you feel that way too, that it's going to be a good brand of basketball because of the attention to detail?
Yeah, for sure. And also, I mean, these 8 games, you know, are all very important games or seeding games. You know, either you're fighting for the top spots or you're fighting to make it. So each game is very important. So teams are going to have to bring their best, you know, each day. And when you're finished with practice, you know, although you're done with it, you know, you're still around other players, you're still around the coaches and stuff. So there's always, you know, basketball going on around, and it's always talked about, and you think about it because of the setup. So, but the attention to detail is going to be very important, you know, especially for us when we're trying to get to the 7th spot, you know, and pass Brooklyn. And so we're going to have to be at our best. But I think that's the case for every team. And also teams understand that, no, you don't have 82 games to get ready for the playoffs. Now you have 8. And so I think that everybody's going to take these 8 games very seriously, whether they need it or not, you know, for, you know, seeds or not, is also to make sure they're ready when the playoffs come, when they're ready to go. Because it takes time to get to your best, you know, as much as, you know, all the work we do and everything. There's nothing like playing actual games. But, I think that's the basketball that we're going to see is going to be, you know, pretty tense, and, you know, guys are going to be very locked in.
Coach, how much contact have you guys had now with other players on other teams? And are you getting a sense from other players on other teams that they're as tied together as the as your ball club seems to be? I mean, does there seem to be a variety of readiness, I guess, as we get ready for the seeding games?
I mean, I saw, you know, a couple of the guys, you know, from Serbia yesterday. You know, all of us had a day off yesterday, so we was able to hang out with them. But, I mean – you know, they're all, you know, kind of in different positions, you know, like Bogdanović from the Kings, they're trying to make it. So it's, you know, it's a different position for them. Jokic, you know, obviously they're trying to stay in the top 3, and the Goodrich from Grizzlies, they're also trying to hold on to the 8th spot. So they're all in different positions. So it's interesting to see, you know, how they're preparing for this, how they're getting ready. You know, but they all said, you know, that all, you know, their teams were, you know, really motivated. They're all locked in, you know, they look good. And so I think it'd be really fun to see, you know, how all the teams respond in this environment when the, you know, the real game starts. But, you know, so far you can tell from everybody that, you know, everybody's motivated, and, you know, we're here now. So, you know, I think it's time to go. So everybody's thing that, you know, guys have had a positive attitude about this, which I think was, you know, kind of also a concern for a lot of people, because it's the first time we are in this position away from family. You have your room and that's about it. So, but people, I think that players have done a good job of, you know, making the best of this so far.
So we've asked you how you're doing and how your teammates are doing in there. How's your wife doing outside the bubble without you being at home and with your son and with another baby on the way? How is your wife handling all this?
Well, she's great. She finally kicked me out of the house after 4 months. So, you know, she's loving it. That's the difficult part, I think, you know, for them as well, for myself. But you know, luckily I was able to get, you know, my parents came to visit before I left a little bit, and they're able to stay with her now and help out. And then her parents are supposed to come in hopefully in the next couple of weeks as well. You know, and so that would be that was very important, you know, for me, knowing that I'll leave her. She's pregnant 7 months in with, you know, another baby, and our son, who's, you know, never stops moving around until he goes to bed. You know, I knew her by herself would be impossible for her, and I didn't want to put her in that position. So it was great to have, you know, family come here, and makes it easier. You know, she has somebody to be with, you know, they can help her out. And, but that was the hardest, you know, for us. Cause you know, after, you know, in season, you're kind of used to, you know, you're in and out, you're here for a couple of days, you leave, you know, it's kind of how it is. And then, you know, we know that going into the summer, we'll have a couple of months just to do whatever we want. So where now it was like, we had 4 months where we're just together every day. You know, I had, you know, time to spend with my family, and it was, right. You know, that was the best part of it. And all of a sudden I'm gone for like 2-3, who knows how long, you know, I won't be able to see them at all. And maybe after the first round, if they're able to come in. But so that's, you know, that was the most difficult part, but you know, we just kind of understood it. You know, it's the way it is. It's my job. And you know, as long as we're able to bring somebody to be with her, you know, we'll be able to, you know, to do it. So I think that's for everybody that has families, that was the most difficult part.
Well, congrats again on number two on the way here, Vooch. I think that's exciting. And now we're going to make a little money here for the organization. Florida, if you need to venture out to get your essential items, please don't get behind the wheel if you've been drinking. Instead, find a designated sober driver or use a delivery service. And remind your designated driver to always wear their safety belt and comply with the speed limit. We want everyone to make it back home safely. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. A good message. I know none of us would do that. Drive.
That was smooth, Don. That was a nice, smooth transition from fatherhood to drunk driving. Really smooth.
Really smooth. That. Well, that's what we can do here on this here podcast.
When's the last time? Is it difficult to have the entire organization on your shoulders as you continue to carry us through this pandemic?
We defer that question to Vooch. Vooch is the one physically carrying all of us here. But you're right. We have an obligation, and it's great that we can help in that way. But Vooch, you haven't driven a car in probably 3 weeks. Do you miss kind of the luxuries of getting in a vehicle and going where you want to go? And do you kind of take that for granted?
Well, I am a big car guy, so I do actually miss it. I really enjoy driving. But we have golf carts here that we can take from our building to the building where we have our meeting stuff, because our building is the farthest, so they let us use it. So sometimes I'll do that. And then I have my gaming setup in my room, the steering wheel, and so I drive my Formula One game, although I never drive, you know, 200 miles an hour on a freeway. I do it in the I feel for that. But yeah, I do. I mean, you miss a lot of the stuff that you usually do, but like I said, I think the setup was pretty good here, so we were able to get by so far.
But I know you don't miss sitting behind someone at a light while they're texting, right? There's some things you don't miss, right?
Yeah, and then the people, you know, going in the left lane on the freeway at, you know, 50 when the speed limit is 65, and you know, they're 50, and you're like, you know, you're trying to get back past them, you know, you're blinking your lights, you're, you know, pressing your honk, nothing, and you go by them and you look, and they're just like.
By the way, that I know you haven't seen the outside world in a month. That hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed.
It's all still there. So that'll
especially
be
with the I-4 now. I know what it changes every day. There's new lanes, new ways. You know, it's you have to be, you know, focused on the mags. But those things I definitely don't miss. Those things are. I don't miss.
Boy, I just saw George sneeze. He goes into a 14-day quarantine after the podcast is over.
Just some dust. It was just dust. Just test.
Are you done? Are you over the testing? Is it like, what's your, I'm sure you're I'm sure you don't miss the testing. I'm sure you'd be fine going a couple of days without it. But are you getting used to it? Is it all second nature by now?
I mean, the testing literally takes like 2 minutes if you have to wait for somebody. It takes like four. So it's not bad. I mean, they're just, you know, you go. We have like these bands that we scan everywhere we go in, so they know. And then, you know, you get your date of birth. You make sure when they print out the paper, it's, you know, everything is right. Although I don't rarely ever check. I just said it's good, and then I just you go to the station, and then just take, you know, a nose and then your swab, and then it's easy. I mean, it really, like, the actual testing part takes like 10 seconds.
Right.
But I mean, sometimes, like, if like you get tested at different times each day, so if it's like right after practice, you have to go by there anyways to get, so it's easy. But if you're like in the middle of the day off and you're like, you got to go get tested, and you're like, oh man, like, so that part is kind of annoying. And you're always thinking like, oh, did I get tested, you know, it's kind of always on your mind. But
listen, we're reading that people are forgetting. Don't forget. Don't be one of those guys.
I mean, like,
that forgets.
On an off day, you know, if you're not really going there, you know, you can forget, you know. So it happens, but I mean, I haven't forgotten yet. I've been good, but they do a good job reminding us. But really, the testing part, it's not, I mean, it takes literally like 5 minutes max to do it. It's every day. It's part of your routine now, but, you know, it's better to be safe, you know, than to, you know, have this all, you know, having to stop because, you know, we weren't as serious about it.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Pooch, have you had a chance to watch any of the televised games? I'm wondering what you hear on a broadcast. Does it sound different than what you're experiencing in the arena itself?
Well, actually, like, when we play, I don't really, like when the game is going on, I don't, like, I thought it was going to be very weird for me, like, to not have fans and stuff. And in moments, it is, you know, like, if you make a shot, if it's, like, a moment or something. Although it was exhibition games, so there weren't as many big moments and stuff. But you miss that energy. But, yeah, when you watch it on TV, I mean, you hear all the sneakers, you know, on the floor. You know, you hear, like, if somebody says something, you know, it's there's always, even in the arena, it's not necessarily loud. There's always that noise kind of in the background of the fans to where here is like so quiet. And for me, the most kind of weird moment was when I had like an N1 and I was at the free throw line and I started like dribbling and I stopped and it was like, and I'm looking up and it's like so quiet. There's nothing. You know, usually you have fans. There's something going on and kind of, I don't know, you use that in a way. And there was just like nothing. It was super quiet. So I missed, but it was like so weird for me. And then actually last game when we played the Nuggets, that were like making fake noise from the fans, like through the speakers. And actually it helped me, like actually it helped me focus because I'm so used to it now. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to try to do different things. It's not going to be the same, obviously, as when you have real fans. I mean, that's one of the best part of playing professional sports is that, you know, you play in front of thousands of people and you feed up their energy and there's something going on. You know, you score a big bucket, you know, if you're on the road, you stare at them. If, you know, you're home, you feed off the energies. Like, just something about that, you know, we enjoy. You won't have this now, but I think that, you know, the NBA did a good job with setting up screens and, you know, lighting and a bunch of stuff to make it as good as we can. But like I said, once we start playing, I mean, honestly, it hasn't, you know, been certain moments here and there, but overall, you know, you kind of just play, you don't think about it.
Is there more talking? Do you hear more talking between the players? Do you have a funny moment that, you know, an opposing player said something that you could share with us?
No, not really. I mean, that part's kind of been, you know, pretty similar. I mean, certain things, like you kind of ask how it's been or how they're doing, how was all that, but nothing too specific that I really
No good trash talking. No good trash talking.
For the scrimmages. I mean, it were scrimmages, so it wasn't. You know,
that's true.
You know, so
true,
maybe it wasn't. You know, if we do another podcast, because it looks like I'm the only guest on here. we can, you know, once we start the serious games, maybe we can. I'll have some.
We should just put your name on the podcast. Just call it. We'll just rename it. Yeah.
Sixth time on it.
And that's in like 2 months. Sixth time in 2 months.
That's why we got two sponsors now. Because
you need to get some royalties.
That's what I'm saying.
You're getting a piece, right, Boot? You get a piece of this, of Dante's.
Yeah, the more I do, the more my percentage grows. So
correct.
Yeah, we're up to 7 viewers now. It's really, really taking off.
We're relying on you. You know, during the season, you're forced to hang out with Evan because you guys are going to the same place. But now, can you kind of pick who you want to – can you get together with other people from other teams? And you have other common areas, right, where you can get together with whoever you want.
Yeah, I mean, well, unfortunately, Evan's room is right next to mine. So we're still, when we go into places and stuff, like, I still run into him. But, I mean, it is a time where you can, you know, you can, like, hang out with, you know, a bunch of the guys from the team because we're all here. And then you also get to meet some of the other players from other teams. I think, you know, once you start playing, if you're going to play some of those teams, it won't be as much. But I've seen a lot of the guys from the Mavs, you know, they're here too. They hang out by the pool a lot. So I was able to spend some time with them. You know, Boban, Doncic, and all those guys, Porzingis, a lot of Euros, of course.
Yeah, sure.
And like I said, some of the guys, you know, from Serbia, from other teams. But you run into, you know, a bunch of, you know, like we have 8 teams in this hotel. So you run in a bunch of those guys, you know, you catch up quickly, you know, you talk to them for a little bit. But, you know, as much as, you know, free time we have, we're all on different schedules. So,
yeah, right.
You know, you don't really have that much time to see everybody. It's kind of like we go into practice, you know, they're coming back, or, you know, we just finished, somebody else is going back. You know, they're going to dinner, we have a meeting, you know, we're resting. So it's, you know, you thought we would have like more time to see, you know, to hang out with other people, but it's not really because, you know, there's so much. And then if you want to go to the other hotel, you know, there's buses to take and different things. So it's not as simple, you know, to figure it all out and make it work.
Hey, Vooch, Jonathan Isaac played 7 of the most exciting minutes that I can remember watching Magic basketball through the years the other night. To what degree did that energize the basketball team in the locker room? We saw your reaction on the side of the court there, but just to see him back out there, what has that done for the for the psyche of the basketball team.
That was great to have him back. You know, it was exciting. You know, obviously for him, it was, you know, the most difficult to be out so long. And so, you know, now, you know, with everything that happened, actually gave you an opportunity to, you know, possibly get back and play. So we were very happy, you know, to see him back. You know, he played great. I mean, he scored 14 or 13 in seven minutes. It was very impressive, but he looked really good. But we're just all happy for him. You know, obviously when you get a guy, you know, who has a big impact on a team back, you know, it helps for sure. And, you know, his impact is big for us, especially on defensive end. So, you know, we hope that, you know, he'll be ready to play for the games and that we can use him a little bit, you know, here and there. And that'd be huge for us. But, yeah, it was definitely, you know, positive energy, him and Markel both, you know, joining. But especially, you know, J.I. because he was out for so long. So it was fun. You know, although we do wish, you know, the minutes restriction wasn't only 8 minutes. But let's not get to that right now.
Yeah, we're with you. We're with you. We were ready for more. Yeah. Well, how important is this depth, Vooch? You got, I mean, Gary had a nice game, James Ennis. So we've already heard Steve Clifford say we're going to go 10, 11, maybe 12 players deep. So this is unprecedented. We don't know what we're up against just yet. But it looks like you've got a number of guys that are going to be ready to contribute when called upon.
You know, it's important, you know, because we play every other day, and that's going to be 8 games in 15 nights or something like that. And so, yeah. You know, you're going to have to use, you know, bigger rotation than you usually would. Because in season, you know, there's a lot of games, but a lot of times you have 2 days here and there, sometimes even three. So those extra days help, to where here it's like every other day. And sometimes we play at night, sometimes in the morning, sometimes not. So all that, you know, can you know, have an effect on players. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And it's important to have everybody, you know, available and ready. And I think that, you know, from the first day in camp, I think that we could see that everybody came back ready, everybody came back motivated, and guys had good games. And I think that's important for them, for their confidence. You know, Gary had a great game, you know, especially shooting the ball against the Denver. You know, James Ennis played great for us. You know, everybody really that stepped on the court had an impact. So it's good to know, you know, for us as players, and also for, you know, for the coaching staff, that they can count on them, you know, if, in specific situation if they're needed.
Hey, Florida, if you need to venture out to get your essential items, please don't get behind the wheel if you've been drinking. Instead, find a designated sober driver or use a delivery service. And remind your designated driver to always wear their safety belt and comply with the speed limit. We want everyone to make it back home safely. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. This message has been brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Has there been a situation yet, Vooch, where Joel Glass is swimming in the pool and you guys want to relax? And right. It's just too much. It's just too much.
Good question.
Well, yesterday, actually, I was at the pool, and he was doing laps. But he, when you ask him, like, hey, Joel, how many laps you did? He said 60, but her laps are like a quarter of a real lap. So, like 15 actual laps. But he's actually there every morning swimming, which actually I have a lot of respect for him for that, because I don't know how old he is yet. I don't want to throw out a number out there. Hurt his feeling, but I don't think I will be swimming that much at that age.
He's trying to keep it going. He's trying to keep it going. Yeah.
We hear Cliff is in there too every morning, right? Does Cliff get in the weight room as well? He's working out. He looks great too.
He says he does. I've never. I haven't seen him here because he probably does it really early in the morning.
Right.
I haven't seen him, but
Orlando
a couple times, but he does like the elliptical and stuff. I don't really count that as a workout.
Well, he's in there at 6 a.m. There's no way Vooch is anywhere other than that bed he's laying in right now.
It has to be at least 7 for me. Anything before 7 is way too early.
Right. That's why I don't see Clip.
But see, Joel's in there at 6. Joel's our chief communications officer. But the good thing about that is if you miss it, Vooch, he'll tell you. Joel's great at reminding you what he did for his workouts, right?
Yeah, he does actually like doing it, and he doesn't do that.
He does do that. All right, well, good deal. Well, listen, we always appreciate the time, Vooch. It's great catching up with you, and I know you got to be excited for these games to count for real, right?
I am. You know, well, the next few days, and then, you know, Friday, once Friday hits, I think it's going to be, especially that first game, I think that we're all going to be excited to be back and, you know, play the real meaningful game. So we're looking forward to it. You know, we'll need the support from all the fans. It'll be virtual and stuff, but we can still use it. And funny, I've talked about this before, but I already was receiving, you know, tweets on my Twitter of how I suck and how I do this and that. So it's great to have that back too. miss those.
Come on. After two scrimmages, you're getting those tweets?
I tried to use my burner account. They came through on mine. I tried to use my burner
first
account.
Scrimmage, right away. It was there. Actually, that's one of the first things I went to look at to see if those guys were going to do it, and they did it. It was funny.
You've got to be kidding me, right? And you had a great first game. I don't understand that at all.
Well, it was funny. I mean, I just laughed because, you know, I just want to know why they do it.
They're trying to get – listen, they're trying to get your mind right. They know that's how we operate during the year. They're trying to get your mind right.
George, do you have word? Do you talk to the guys about that? Do you have a specific set of instructions for Vooch, like don't engage?
No, I like to think that they're grown-ups and they know right from wrong. So I trust their judgment most of the time.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to be scouring Twitter to find out. I'll get your back. I'll get on there for you.
Hey, by the way, you guys can send me the check to my house from all the money the podcast will make.
Got it.
Well, here's one more. This podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything. Join us in 2 weeks when our guest will be Nick Vucevic here on Magic Pod Squad. Great to see you, Vooch. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you, too.
Thanks, Vooch.
See you, Vooch.
That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad presented by Kia. This podcast has been presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything. We'll see you next time.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.